Hi, good evening. It is 1824, and this is the continuing podcasting saga of Annalisa, a writer from the Philippines. You are tuning in to the VMC Media Podcasts, a podcasting site where writers like me push for change, innovation, advocacies that will make the writing community a better place to be in. For my seventh episode, I would like to title this episode as Paper Pins and Sugar Coatings. The title itself signifies the deceptions that writers get from others in the course of their career as a writer. The deceptions or the schemes may not necessarily be career-ending or career enders, but nevertheless, this can hurt the trust of a writer who believes in the integrity of the writing profession. Please note that this is a commentary and is not meant to dissuade future professional writers who want to continue living and pursuing their passion, or discourage students who want to enter the same field. The writing profession is one of the most difficult jobs to break into in the country. A degree that correlates to this field is usually mass communication or journalism, and often these courses attract a few enrollees. The problem with the writing profession is not in the glamorous perception that people identify writers with. Despite having ownership and entitlement to having bylines and probably trademarks or the rights to be published, writers are being treated less than what they deserve, mostly locally. The lack of available jobs for writers persists to this day. There was disillusionment at the onset of the pandemic when a number of HR professionals posted job openings that aim to attract writers. The truth of the matter is, the positions for writers and the jobs that's supposed to be owned and positioned by writing professionals are not relegated easily to them. Connections play a lot of factor. The tiered way of letting one in into a certain position is also noticeable. You have to belong to the top three universities or colleges before you get hired as a writer. Another issue that confounds the writing profession is the issue on low salaries. In my previous post, I discussed the must update on the salaries or writing fees that will give dignity to the freelance writers. For full-time writers, low salaries are still evident. Mostly back in the day, the writers are one of the most lowly paid by their employers. Some talents, writers, and practitioners simply accept the job offer to popular companies in order to get that much needed break. Right now, the writing jobs are in worst situations and statistics ever. Recently, a media network has just announced closure. And you could just imagine a good number of writers' jobs going for the exit way also. This adds up to the piles of jobless writers who are already finding it difficult to find a stable employment back home. Filipinos are one of the most passionate writing professionals, regardless of status and economic affiliation. But it is the Filipino writers, most of the time, who gets dejected, rejected, and gets treated unfairly by others, especially the more valued professionals who can vouch about getting higher incomes from their employers. The paper beans that I referred to in the title means that not all writers get a good break from good companies. Even as you submit the right resume and you brag about the right qualifications, it takes a matter of luck and recommendation to be able to make it through. Most resumes are viewed only in a span of 1 to 2 minutes and then left go off. Well, it may not necessarily go to the bin, or a person's writing exam may not necessarily bump into the trash, dump and trash. But a no call from the HR or the would-be employer is enough to signify that a writer's application is not accepted. The sugar coatings I referred to in the title is meant to portray how people try to make a good impression of writers' jobs and their reputation, but mostly these are on the superficial level. Aside from denying writers of the more justifiable remuneration and dignified salaries and offers, some simply settle for giving writers the additional perks and privileges. this can come out in paid celebrations, paid outings, goodie bags, and the right to brag in a byline. But these are not all enough. The sugar coatings are meant to cover up the many needs of the writers that are not being filled by the employers. What writer needs locally are good employers and good companies who value the work of passionate writers and hardworking individuals who believe that the profession is as good as the next one. Not everyone can be a doctor. Not everyone can be a teacher. Not everyone can be a lawyer. Just like writing, not everyone can be a writer. Probably, it's the best of time. In the stillness of the situation, where there is a downhill of employment opportunities for writers, to look into possible changes and improvements in the job offers and job availabilities. We have to consider the future of the writers on a long-term scale that would give them enough dignity and enough happiness to pursue the same profession, no matter what status writers are in. Improvements on benefits, perks, job offers, and compulsory tenure that will give writers better insurance, health benefits, and a financially rewarding pay scale will be enough to pacify the common fast turnover of writers in many creative industries and companies. What are your thoughts about the writing profession? Is it the same as the woes of the writers locally in the Philippines? Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Annalisa, and you're hearing this audio right here, right now. Thank you for listening.